everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
I'm not smart enough to understand this. We're still running campaign commercials. Peon says we have them on the log. They're scheduled to run right up to 7 o'clock. Am I nuts, or is that not pretty much a waste of money? I mean, you're running a commercial endorsing somebody or trying to get voters to vote for somebody at 4, 5, 6 o'clock today. How many people, though, would really actually change their mind in the car? I don't get it.
There were people standing outside when I went to vote this morning. They were standing outside and they were handing me pamphlets. I said, I already know who I'm voting for. So
I can't imagine what the percentage of people is that they walk up, they're ready to vote, and somebody hands them something, or they're getting out of the car, they hear a thing on the radio, and they go, well, you know what?
Whoa.
I just changed my mind.
I really didn't like this guy before. Now I'm going to.
I don't get it. We'll take the money. I mean, they pay. These people are paying to run commercials, and trust me, it's going to be a grim, morbid environment around the station tomorrow, and every station, and TV station, and newspaper, because all those campaign commercials have stopped. But, man, oh, man, I think I'd have shut that stuff down last night. I just don't get... I saw him interview somebody last night on TV, and the person was actually saying, well, you know, I'm just still undecided. Well, what does it take? You've been bombarded with stuff for a year. Now, here's a question I think is a good question. What if, and you could pick either president, what if Mitt Romney, and by the way, I find it interesting that almost nobody knows his first name. Do you know his first name?
Oh, man, I heard it. It's,
Dan, do you know his first name?
He's
busy.
I heard it, and I can't remember now.
Well, I can understand why he chooses to go by Mitt. His name is Willard.
Oh, that's
Willard
right.
Romney. Willard Mitt Romney. And Mitt is his middle name. It's not a nickname or an abbreviation. It's a short form of Milton, and he was named, that's a cousin or an uncle or something named Milton, but his name is Willard Mitt Romney. Yeah, I think of the two, I'd go with Mitt over Willard. No offense to the Willards out there.
Is it short for mittens?
No, it's not short for anything. His name, it's Mitt. His Mitt is his middle name.
Oh.
It's not short. But they gave him that name as an abbreviated version of a guy named Milton Romney, who was an uncle or something. There's a Milton Romney somewhere in the family. But rather than name him Willard Milton, I guess Mitt was their sort of tribute to that uncle without really naming him the full Milton. Maybe they thought that was a lot to lay on a little kid, Willard Milton. You know, so we'll just go with Mitt. Dave is on the phone. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm interested in, and I know this goes against every grain and fiber of your being, Frank, for someone to call and say they're interested in anything that Dan has to say, but Dan just got through saying that he walked to a polling place this morning and people were handing out pamphlets, and I would love for him to elaborate on these severe, severe violations of federal election law, sir.
I did not take one of the pamphlets.
Well, what he's saying is that if you saw that, that's against
the
law.
Well, I know.
I don't care if you took it, Dan. You wouldn't be violating the law to take it.
Oh, I know.
These people are violating the law for campaigning within, I think it's at least 100 feet.
Well, I'm sure they were
a polling place.
Well, they probably were 100 feet away.
Oh yeah, they were outside. They were outside, and they were well away from the door.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you include that. I thought you said as you were walking up, that you were farther away. Okay. Well, no, I voted a month ago, but I can't imagine, like you said, Frank, riding in the car to the polling place. I think I'll vote for that guy just because he smeared just a little more mud than the other.
Well, especially by the way, when you're hearing a commercial you've already heard 50 times. I mean, you've heard this commercial before, and now all of a sudden the day of, you're going to hear it, and for some reason, oh, it strikes a chord it didn't strike before. Dave, thank you for the call.
It's been my pleasure, sir.
All right, see, this audience,
nice.
I get it.
Yep.
All right, and here's my story. 1972, and I'm an old guy, so that'll tell you how old I am. I needed a job, And I took a job at a radio station in York, South Carolina. Just the name of the town. You can imagine how small this place is. It's down the road from Rock Hill, South Carolina, which is right down the road from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I needed a job, and I couldn't find a job. So there was an ad for a news director at WYCL-AM radio. They had a sister station in Chester, South Carolina, which was an FM country station, and I called the owner, because that's how it works. In a little bitty place like that, the owner is the manager. He owns the station. And I said, I'm inquiring about the job as news director, and he said, you have news experience? And I'll never forget what I did. I really was brought up to believe that, you know, you don't lie. So I didn't. He just said, do you have a news experience? And I said, do I have news experience? I just repeated the question. And I said, I am really interested in this job. And so I evaded having to actually answer and tell him I had no news experience, which I didn't have any. So it was a 65-mile drive, and I go and I interviewed with this guy. So I get to the part where I got the job, and I don't know how, because my audition tape was horrible. In fact, I took it in to him and sat on his desk. I said, if you listen to this, you'll never hire me. So please don't listen to it. And he said, why? And I said, it's horrible. I said, I can't breathe. I'm hyperventilating. I'm nervous. I need a job. And I wouldn't hire the guy's voice on this tape. Why don't you hire me without listening to it? And he said, wow, he said, that's never done that. I said, first time for everything. I'll come in Monday and I'll start. If you don't like me, let me go. Don't keep me a week. And so he hired me. Now, I'm the news director, which is a joke. It just means it's a little bitty place, and they have one guy who does the news, so he's the news director. But election day, I think it was November 7th, 1972, Richard Nixon, George McGovern, big deal, a local election, so I don't know anything about politics. I don't know any of the local races. I don't know anything about covering an election. But he said, my deal was I came in at 6 o'clock in the morning. First newscast was at 6 a.m. So I'd get in about 5:30. I did a newscast at 6. I worked till 2. And 2 o'clock, I was free to go sell, and I would sell radio time. That's how I made extra money, because I made $130 a week doing the news, and I wanted to make more, so I sold radio time. He said, today, election day, he said, I don't want you going out selling. I need you in the newsroom, and I need you taking calls and getting from different precincts, all that boring, horrible crap. So I remember I worked from 6 in the morning till midnight. Straight through, when I got up to pee, but 6 to midnight, went home, which was half an hour away. So got home about 12:30, quarter to 1, back in the newsroom at 6 o'clock, actually 5:30. So I slept about maybe 4 hours and did my full 6 to 2 shift again. So I went 6 to midnight and then 6 to 2. Now, the results are in. It's all over. Mr. Sigmund was his name. Has his secretary tell me he wants to see me in his office. And I went in, and he was one of those guys who, like a movie character, when you walked in, he'd look up over his glasses from his desk. His glasses were down on his nose, and he'd peer over them at you. And he said, sit down. And I sat down, and I said, is anything wrong? He said, no. To the contrary, he said, I just wanted you to know that it did not go unnoticed, the time you put in here. He said, I know you went above and beyond your regular work schedule, and that will not go unrewarded. And I am not making this up. He hands me an envelope, and I opened it, and there was a check in there made out to me for
$10.
Yeah. $10?
That's the day that I called my wife, and I said, we're out of here. We are out of here. We're going back to St. Louis. I will never make any money here. But
we're going to dinner.
To him, yeah. It was a huge gesture.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, because he just didn't do that. This is a guy who was real tight. Great guy, by the way. Very super religious, Lutheran, pillar of the community. And I could just tell he was almost giddy, waiting for my expression of gratitude. Like, oh, wait till you see what I'm giving you. $10. And that was my only election day coverage experience. And I got to tell you, it's to the people in radio or TV who have to do that. What? You know what it's like? It's like if you've ever worked in retail, in the old days when you had to take inventory at the end of the year and walk around the store. With, I did that, too, with a pencil and paper. And every item on the shelf you marked down, and you literally inventory everything in the store. Ah, it's the worst. That's what I equate this with. It's just a nightmare. And, you know, you got everybody else nosing in and pushing and shoving. There are no cell phones, so you're pay phones, and then you got people calling in. And it's all amateurs, because this is not a big radio station. So the boss had his brother at a polling place, and he had his wife, and then the secretary was at one. It was just people calling in with results. Here's the question I want to ask is, What if today, either President Obama or Mitt Romney fell over dead? And this can happen. Now, this can actually happen. Mm. Think about it. He can have a heart attack, either one of them, right now, today.
Yeah.
Now what happens? Think about that. Does, when the results come in, we automatically then have as president the vice president, and then who's the vice president? You could look this up, I'm sure, but maybe we used to know this in school. Does the Speaker of the House become? I don't think so. I think then the vice president has to name, sort of in the way when, like when Spiro Agnew resigned,
right?
He names Gerald Ford or whatever. I think the vice president, Biden or Ryan, would have to. And then what's the time frame? How long do you have? And then, are the people who voted, they're not really getting what they voted for? Is there another election? Because now a lot of people might think, wait a second, I didn't know I'd be voting for Joe Biden to be president or for Paul Ryan. He's too young, Biden's too crazy, whatever. How does that work?
That's interesting.
Wouldn't that be? And now what if it had happened 2 days ago, where the ballot's not even right?
Would one of the
you don't have time to
scramble to
you don't have time to reprint the ballot, so you push the election back? I wonder what the provisions are for that. But I think about weird stuff like that, because I look at these guys' schedules. If I were either one of these guys, I'd have dropped over dead about 4 months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Just from the pace of it. I couldn't have kept up with it. We got some calls, I think. Are these current, these people on the
Mike.
Screen here? Mike, let me talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I wanted to kind of elaborate a little bit on what Dan said. I went to my polling place, which I live down the same area that Dan lives, and when I went in, as I'm heading in, the people are handing me their flyers. I go inside, and there's a huge, like, one of these 55-gallon plastic trash cans,
mm-hmm.
three-quarters of the way full of all these pamphlets that were just handed out.
Yeah, the people turn right around and throw them away.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't even look at them. I just tossed them in the trash can.
Which I think most people would do.
Sure.
It's too late.
Yep.
I know why I'm here. I know who I'm voting for.
This lady did hand me a thing. It was like the ballot of all the judges. Now, I'm just handing you everything, a copy of the ballot for the judges. I'm like, what good does this do me?
With that?
And she goes, you can just read through it, and then, you know, I'm like, I don't know anything about these judges.
Wouldn't you let it be a printer printing those things, knowing they're going to get thrown away in 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Well, as long as the printer gets paid.
Exactly right. Hey, thanks for the business, guys.
Mike, thank you for the call.
And who really does know anything about any of the judges? I mean, is there...
Nobody. A handful of people.
So
I got to tell you, I don't talk about voting. I don't like who I voted for or what, but I will tell you, there's some pretty big sections I just skip in that thing, because I don't even recognize any of the names. And there's some other, a tax assessor. Who cares?
Yeah, I did the electronic one. That's really cool. That touchscreen. And they had both. They had the electronic and then the, I guess, the little punch card thing.
Oh, I did the touchscreen, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was neat.
That's a lot better. Greg is here. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
In the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, I just got a question. Do you know why, over the last few years, why politicians have had to say, I approve this message?
You know, we talked about this.
Like they just started that in the last few years.
They did. We talked about this when it happened, and I don't remember exactly, but I think it had something to do with years ago there was an ad that had been run that was not sanctioned by the opposing the opponent, and it was really negative and really nasty, And now, by doing that, you essentially
know nothing about it or something.
Now, as a candidate, essentially now, by putting that on there, it's kind of like signing a document. Or these things that we do when you go on your computer and you hit agree. Once you do that, you're in a world of hurt if somebody ever tries to come after you and say, in other words, you can't say you were unaware that it was running. And once you stick that on there, you better take a look at everything that runs so you know what's out there, because it's kind of like signing a contract or a document. And I think by saying, I approve this message, the public knows that you know that message is being run. It's not going to show up as a surprise to you somehow.
Yeah, I see.
But because prior to that, a candidate could say, well, I wasn't even aware that thing was running. We didn't sanction or endorse that. We would never do anything like that. You can't get away with that anymore because it says at the end you approved it.
Yeah, yeah. You notice this year especially, well, I think in the years past too, every ad starts out with a negative about the other guy. Makes him look like a buffoon or something, you know. And
I got to tell you, some of the
I can do. Here's what the other guy's done or has done in the past, and.
There are ads
look like an idiot.
There are ads that have run this year that have spent so much time talking about Joe somebody is a bad guy. He lied in 1999. That I don't even know the name of the candidate. All I know is the name of the bad guy. I don't even hear the guy that's running.
Yeah.
Greg, thank you for the call.
All right.
Greg seemed to be a very relaxed lady, that guy. What's his secret, I wonder? John, how are you? What's going on?
Good afternoon. I'm in the PM.
Close enough. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, always know your judges. It only takes a few extra minutes to read the local paper. It's usually in there either the day before. They got blurbs about the judges, or you go online and find out about them. Because a long time ago, a friend of mine said, always know your judges because you want to vote for them because you never know when you might wind up in front of one of them.
Yeah, but what does the blurb say? I mean, what can you get just by reading a little blurb about?
Oh, well, about their history, about sometimes they put their stances about certain issues.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense, because if you wind up in front of them one day, whatever you knew about them is going to be irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You may be up in front of him for something totally unrelated to why you voted for him, his stance.
Well, that's correct, but, I mean, you know. But you could say the same thing about any of the other elected officials then, too. You know, you're putting these people in position to represent you, regardless of whether it be the president.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference.
Or a judge.
Here's the difference. I think most people would agree that in the minds of most people, a judge, unless I do go up before him or a relative goes up before him, doesn't have really any really impact on my life. The president, a senator, does on a day-to-day basis.
Well, now, if you think about it, actually, quite the reversal, if you think about it, because those judges are making decisions about your neighbors and the people in your community, and they would have a more direct impact upon you than quite possibly a senator or even a president.
But all the judges have to go by the same laws. They're all judging the same. I don't know.
No, you know what?
All judges have interpretations of laws.
You've gotten way too heavy. You're too deep a thinker for this.
Yeah.
No, you are. You've reached a level we don't even want to go
dummies.
To.
You think too much.
But there it goes to the point of, you know, this is we enjoy a wonderful, peaceful revolution every 4 years, and most people make a decision based on what you were just talking about, you know, smear campaigns.
Okay, but here's the reality. Most people think about themselves. Me, 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 me. What does this have to do with me? What's this guy going to do for me? What's this woman going to do for me? And they don't look at a judge as necessarily having any influence or impact on whether or not I'm going to find a job or whether the value of my house is going to go up.
Taxes.
You know, it's only important if I get arrested and I have to go before this guy. Does that make sense? They only are concerned with things that immediately and right now can change or better themselves in their lives.
And there is what I believe is the fundamental difference between the Democrats and Republicans.
Okay, we're not getting into that.
What's in it for me?
Democrats will say, what is it for us?
That's your statement, not mine. Thank you for the call.
I understand. Have a great day, guys.
Okay. See, he almost tried to trick me into getting into some politics. We're not going to do that. Mark Cuban has offered Donald Trump $1 million to shave his head. Now, he said he'll give $1 million to the charity of Donald Trump's choice. What's so laughable about this to me is really wealthy people, if they really could hear themselves the way other people hear them, throwing a million-dollar check around like it's $10. If Donald Trump doesn't accept it, I could see where a lot of people would say, wow, what a low life. You had a chance for some worthwhile charity to benefit to the tune of $1 million, and all you had to do was shave your head, and you wouldn't do it. Boy, are you you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you cost somebody $1 million. What Trump ought to do, is, if he's not going to shave his head, is go, no, I'll give $1 million myself. And neither one of them would miss it. I just think the whole thing is so stupid. I don't know why things like that get any press.
Well, let's head out and take a look at your Christmas Eve traffic with Tim Weiland in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Take it away, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Johnny. Well, they've cleared that accident on eastbound 44 at Hampton, so there were no delays anyway. So you're looking good on southbound 170 now since that accident's been cleared. There are no delays, no incidents to report at this time on any of the highways. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hallmark. Of all the gifts Santa leaves near the tree, not one is as perfect as you are for me. A Hallmark card like this can show your loved ones you care this holiday. So don't forget to pick one up today. Available wherever Hallmark is sold. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your furnace worn out or an energy hog?
Replace it with Classic Air Care, your rebate headquarters.
Ameren rebate.
Up to $720.
Federal tax rebate.
Up to $500.
Laclede gas rebate.
Up to $225.
Lennox manufacturer rebate.
Up to $1,500.
For a total potential system savings of up to $2,945. Call Classic Air Care
at 314-352-1111.
Classic Air Care. Locally owned, family owned since 1926.
On Facebook and online at CACSTL.com.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to SafeAuto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
If not, you need to call the Bellow Man in the Metro East. A comprehensive 16-point precision tune-up and professional cleaning is just what your furnace needs to make it through another winter. Maintaining your furnace is just like maintaining your car. If not done regularly, both will break down when you need them the most. You'll save money on your heating bill each month by having your furnace running efficiently. If comfort is your plan, call the Bellow Man. He'll make sure you stay warm this winter and keep some cash in your pocket, too. Call the Bellow Man at 618-BELOMAN or numerically at 618-235-6626. Visit them online at bellowman.com for more. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Heating, cooling, plumbing woes. Bellow Man's the one who knows. If you find you're in a fix, call 235-6626. That's BELOMAN.
Remember the old refrain? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Byerly is 64 years old, and we still hear from people about the trailers Walter Byerly built back in the 40s and 50s. We found a 1958 model in great shape, and after a little refurbishing, it's ready to hit the road again. Another man sent me a picture with a caption, "All I remember is that Grandpa lived in it, and Grandma would bring him dinner every night from the front house." I bet there's more to that story. It's fun owning a company with such a history. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com.
Going out tonight? Officer McNabb here, reminding you to check your rearview mirrors. For me, Officer McNabb. You see, Officer McNabb has two goals this time of year. Arrest drunk drivers and keep them off our streets. If you're driving under the influence, I will pursue you. I will arrest you. And I will help prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Arrive alive. Brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Hi there, Frank O'Pinion. There's this great misconception that a lot of people have out there about who is it that needs a financial advisor. And I think a lot of people think, well, if you have a lot of money, if you're really wealthy, if you win the lottery, you need somebody to advise you what to do with that money. That is not true. That's not who. In fact, I have to tell you, you have $300 million. You don't need anybody's advice. Just put it anywhere. Just even if it draws no interest, doesn't earn anything, you'll never run out of money. You know who needs a good financial advisor? Most everybody. And the smartest people and the most of the people who go to financial advisors aren't multimillionaires. They like to become multimillionaires, and in some cases they do. Most people just want to be comfortable. They want to be secure. They want to have independence financially. That's what Mark Reardon and Jason Becker will help you do. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you have $25,000 or more, you might want to hear what they have to say about what you're doing with that money and what they think maybe you ought to be doing. Meeting costs you nothing. All you have to do is call them. All the information is at their website, markandjason.com.
I'd like to, from time to time, do what I'll call the getting to know you segment. And what I mean by that is, after watching all this political stuff and watching them try to analyze and break down.
Sorry,
that was something that shouldn't have happened. That's my fault. I didn't hit a button. After trying to analyze,
what happened?
I hit something and my screen is going completely blank. So
hang on here.
That's not good.
I don't know what I did. I have no idea.
Okay, I think I'm back in business. And what I mean by that is, we talk and you listen, but sometimes I'd like to know who's out there. In other words, I'd like to know who you are if you've never called before. And I know that most of you are in your cars.
Hey, who are you anyway?
That's what I'm trying to say, Lauren. It's just, who are you? If you've never called before, who do we have out there listening?
Are
Are you male? Are you female? How old are you? You know, first name is all we need. What do you do for a living? What kind of income bracket are you in? The kinds of things that people hire, you know, research firms to come up with. We don't need that. But I would love to know who you are.
Well, if we get every listener to call in and tell us who they are, that'll take us to like 3:35.
Take that 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, we can't do that. But I think that maybe if you just call and go, here's how long I've listened. Here's who I am. I'm male. I'm female. Here's what I do for a living. Get a little profile of who you are that are listening. Because what happens is, there's a certain type of listener that calls in, and then there's another type of listener that calls in regularly. There are people that have called this show 20, 30 times or more, and there are people who've never called. Now, I'd like to get a feel for, you know, what kind of age range. I know the age range because, you know, we've had people call from their 20s and people in their 80s. I'd like to think that if something is just fun to listen to, there is no demo for that. A good joke is a good joke, and a good story is a good story, and you can enjoy it if you're 70 or if you're 17. But the fact that I am an old codger, Dan is on his way to becoming an old codger, may have something to do with the fact that our audience is probably, for the most part, certainly over 40. So feel free to call and share with us a little bit about who you are. I have messed up I have hang on. I have completely messed my screen up here, and I may have to tell you if we have anybody on the phone who it is. I did something. Now, what the heck is that?
You got to reboot.
Very, very good. Yeah, I messed this up, and I may have to. I may have to finish it when we take our first break. So, Burke segment. Do we have anything?
Yes, I have one quick thing.
All right, here is Eon the Peon, and I'll try to reboot whatever this is while you do your thing.
All right, thank you very much. I'd like to give a movie review, because like you,
all right. I went last night, as you did, so we didn't have to put up with all the pundits, and like you, and by the way, you lost your bet.
I did. I owe Joe Hipperson $5.
You owe him $5 because you had thought that you wouldn't know anything till after midnight, and you did. So you went to movie, and I went to movie. What'd you see?
We saw Wreck-It Ralph. I saw on Rotten Tomatoes it got a really good review, and my assessment would be 3.5 to 3.75. We both really enjoyed the movie. John C. Reilly is the it's an animated movie. John C. Reilly was the lead character. He was Wreck-It Ralph, and Sarah Silverman was a voice, and I'm not sure who the... There's another quirky voice character actor, but I'm not sure who. He played King Candy, but
King Candy?
Yes.
It's about a video game.
It's a very funny movie about video game characters, and at the end of the night, after the arcade closes, they all go through their portal, you know, the power cord, and they have, like, a lobby where they all hang out, you know, and just while they're waiting for the next day to start. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a great movie. So 3.5. That's
I saw the trailer, and it looked very entertaining.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to be a hardcore video game fan. It helps to know some of the characters. Like, they have some newer characters and older characters, like Q-Bert and, the other character with John C. Reilly in... Because the name of the arcade game is Wreck-It Ralph. And it's that guy, I don't think you like him. He's on 30 Rock, I think, that smiley,
that
blonde-haired guy.
That yes. Page with the teeth?
Yes.
I can't stand it.
Yes. He's in the movie as well.
He's
so,
the reason I don't watch 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you... Maybe that would dissuade you from going to see it.
Now, there's gay...
Yes.
Okay, which I can tolerate. I can stand. And then there's what I call triple gay.
Over the top.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah. He's triple gay.
Flamboyant.
Thank you.
Say. But, yeah, so it was an awesome movie. Very good. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a while.
And if you had to say in 30 seconds what it's about, what is it about?
It's about this character, Wreck-It Ralph, is the bad guy in this game. You know, it's almost like a Donkey Kong, where he would be... Donkey Kong, and you know, it's Mario. Mario's the good guy trying to get the princess back from Donkey Kong. So it's kind of like that. And Wreck-It Ralph is tired of being the bad guy all the time, because at the end of the night, they all celebrate, and the good character, they all cheer him and everything. So he wants to try to become a good guy and get a medal. So that's and he travels to other video games too. Oh, what's her name's in it too, from Glee?
Jane Lynch?
She's in it, too. So right. So that's kind of the synopsis.
And by the way, Dan, whatever font you use to put these names on the screen of these callers, I love it. It's big. How'd you do that? It's bigger than normal.
I figured it out on this
right,
thing.
Well, good. Finally. Dan Strauss did something.
That was it. That's
something good. Anything else? Dan, do you have anything?
I have nothing.
All right, we're off to the phones, and then we're going to cover some stuff, and we're going to do the last of our presidential tidbits. But these phones are loaded. And folks, we're not a political show. If you want to talk about and state your opinion about, as long as you don't get preachy, we don't care what you do. Let's start with Jim. Jim, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great. I guess I should say I'm AM in the PM. It's the first time I've called.
Well, we're glad to have you. Now, did you call because this is the Getting to Know You segment?
Yes, you did. I get to listen to you on my way home from work. Not too long every day, but every day I listen to you.
All right, so let's get a little... Let's get a little profile on you, Jim, because I'm trying to figure out who we have listening out there. How old are you?
I'm 59.
59?
49.
49. Okay, 49. And what do you do for a living? You don't have to be real specific, but what kind of work do you do?
I'm a union plumber.
Union plumber. Got to have a good plumber. Nothing like having a good plumber that you can rely on. And by the way, let me ask you a question. As long as I have you on the phone, I have a garbage disposal. And don't you get tired of getting this from people when you say I'm a plumber? They go, hey, listen, I got a thing. Oh, I do have a garbage disposal. And sometimes, Jim, it wants to freeze. In other words, you hit the switch and it'll hum. And it's stuck. And I reach in there and I kind of push it and nudge it. And then it frees it up. What's going on there?
Well, you got something locked in there. But they usually send you a key. It's like an Allen set key. And there's on the very bottom of the dishwasher, on the garbage disposal, you can stick it in there and twist it.
I've done that, and I also know there's a reset button, but it still, from time to time, wants to freeze. Enough of that. You know what? That's not why you're here. You're not here to work. Are you married?
Yes, I am married.
Do you have kids?
I have three children, a 26-year-old, a 2.5, and a 10-month-old.
Okay. Oh. How long have you been listening?
Probably a couple years.
Well, good for you.
I enjoy your show.
How did you find the show?
You're entertaining, and I love the way you stay neutral about everything.
Yeah, by the way, I'm
going to tell you whether I'm sick to my stomach or I'm happy either, because I appreciate you not doing that.
Hey, by the way, I'm with Peon. How did you find out about the show?
I kept seeing those bumper stickers, to be honest with you, and I just kind of stumbled across it. And I thought, I wondered, what's AM and the PM? I stumbled across it a couple of years ago, and it's like, that's what AM and the PM is.
And now you not only know, but you're part of it.
You bet.
And that's amazing. We haven't really given out bumper stickers
for years.
5-6 years.
Hey, Jim, we're thrilled to have you on board. Thank you for calling and letting us get to know you.
You're welcome. You guys have a great rest of the day. I'll enjoy listening to you.
All right, and we're going to get to know some other people. We have music again. I think that music really helps. I don't like too much of it. It's pretty sickening, but the getting to know you.
Getting to know you.
Is this from Sound of Music?
King and I.
Oh, King and I.
Yes.
Getting to like you. Next up is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you. All right, let's get a little profile of Dan. How old are you, Dan?
45 years old.
What do you do for a living?
I am a regional manager for a company called Circle K.
I know what Circle K is. I like Circle K.
Yep.
Yeah, you married?
And I've been listening to you for about 12 years.
Okay. Well, good for you. Married?
No, divorced.
Divorced?
With two daughters.
Well, he's laughing, so he must be pretty happy about it. You're a regional manager? Is that what you said?
Yes, I said. Yeah, I am. Yep.
How many Circle K's are in your territory?
About 50.
Wow. 50. Yeah. All right. And while we have you, as long as we're asking the questions, we'll close out by letting you. Is there any question you have for us about the show?
Well, actually, there is one. How long have you been, like, the most listened to talk show in St. Louis?
First of all, we're not the most listened to talk show in St. Louis.
We're not.
By the way, we may be, but here's the deal. Nobody will ever know what the most listened to show. Well, you're laughing, but you're laughing at something that is certainly not a joke to us, and it's the hideous, ridiculous joke of an extortionist company called Arbitron, which handles the ratings, and it is the most ludicrous rating system in the world.
I've heard that you're the most listened to radio personality in your team, I should say.
You mean in the room here?
Yeah, that's true.
Of the three of us in the room, I am the most listened to because I talk the most. So you're right there. Dan, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Frank. All right. Take care.
I like this name a lot, Shauna. Hello, Shauna.
Hi, Frank and the gang. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Shauna.
I'm doing well, thank you. AM and the PM.
Yeah. I need the music. I need my music. I need my getting to know you music.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all
as we get to know our listeners, and we're not going to get to know Shauna. Shauna, how old are you?
I'm 41.
Favorite age.
Wow. Sound like you're 21.
Yeah. And by the way, when I say, are you married, it's perfectly okay if a listener says, I am, but I'm gay, I'm married to a woman, I'm married to a man. Are you homosexual or heterosexual?
I'm heterosexual.
Are you married?
I am married.
Are you happy about it?
Very happy. Mother of six children.
Six?
Wow.
Yes. I am by trade a teacher, but I now stay at home with my kids, and I do the books. My husband's a home builder in St. Louis. area.
All right. And how long have you been married?
13 years.
13 years.
Yes.
All right. Nice little profile. And you have any questions?
How long have I listened to you?
Yeah, how long have you listened?
Since you were on 55 KUSA.
Why, you were
a teenager.
A little pig.
You were, well, let's not go that far.
I didn't go that far.
Let's just say you were a late teens, to stretch it a little bit.
I was 14, 15 years old. Every morning at 6 o'clock, I believe, you came on. My father listened to you getting ready in the we had a little radio in our bathroom. And that's how I got stuck.
I appreciate the loyalty. Do you have any questions for us?
No, you guys are fabulous.
That's not a question.
What?
We're fabulous.
She's not. She's ever
fabulous.
Okay. Shauna, thank you for the call. I love your name.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye. How about this?
You, of course.
See? They're answering the call. I need my music again. And see, after each person, I just think it sort of resets.
Getting to know you. Getting to know
And now we're going to get to know Gwen. Hello, Gwen. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. And how are you?
I've never been better. Thank you. How old are you, Gwen?
71.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what's interesting about Gwen, and I can already tell this. First of all, she doesn't sound 71.
No.
And I promise you, she has the sense of humor, as we do, of a 12-year-old juvenile delinquent. And she's not listening to the old people station. She deserves a round of applause for that.
Got it.
Because if you were, you'd sound 91. So, Gwen, what's your story? Are you married?
First off, AM and the PM.
Oh, see? Thank you. That's important.
Hallelujah.
Are you married?
I am.
First time
years.
Or first? How long?
51.
Ooh, good for you. I say good for you. I don't know. You could be miserable. I don't know.
Let's not go there.
Touched a nerve. Kids, grandkids?
Four sons and 12 grandchildren.
Nice.
Okay, and do you work or did you work?
Did work, retired from Emerson.
Okay.
Regular listener, but always enjoy you.
How long have you listened?
Oh, gosh, I don't even remember. It just goes way back.
At 71, don't tell me you were listening to me when you were 15. I'll hang up on you. I'll hang this phone up. Well, do you have any questions for us?
Where's Tina?
She quit.
Oh.
Yeah, she quit. Good terms, nothing horrible.
Yeah.
She quit. She had to quit.
Well, I enjoyed her too, but I get to listen to you like if I'm in the car taking my husband to doctors or something like that, or just, doing running and that mostly. So I really enjoy you though.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for checking in, Gwen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. One more. I need my music again. I'll do a quick one here.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about
you. See, there's a magic point where you cut it off just before it becomes really irritating. And I think we just hit that mark right there. John, how are you?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, John.
Great.
I'm 51.
All right.
I've been listening to KTRS since back when it was AUSA. Back in the day then, I was racing stock cars. I always listened to you when I was working my cars.
Wow.
I'm a retired Shimo worker. And
I'm sorry, retired what worker?
Shimo worker.
Sheet metal worker.
Yeah.
Something I know nothing about. What does that mean, sheet metal worker? What do? You cut metal?
It means you get a lot of cuts.
Yeah, I bet you do. Do you work with, do you roll it? Do you cut it?
Well,
do you shape it?
We did Wild Wings restaurants and such and such. Wherever we had to go and put ductwork in.
Now, are you married?
I'm widowed.
You're
widowed?
Yeah.
Oh, how long?
I'm widowed.
How long have you been a widow?
My wife died 7 years ago.
I'm sorry. Are you looking for somebody?
It wouldn't hurt.
Well, yeah, never
heard. Well, listen, as a single, as a widow at 51, you're a young guy. We'll give you just a minute here to just throw out what are you looking for in a woman?
A beating heart would be good. No, I'm not.
Beating heart?
Wow.
Hey, that opens it up.
I live down in DeSoto, Missouri. It's slim pickings down here. So
yeah.
I got a real good dog, so, you know, I'm good with that.
Okay, so you don't really, you're not actively in need of a companion.
Have you ever?
I wouldn't blow one off, but, you know.
Have you ever tried online dating?
Well, right now, I think it's internet down here.
Yeah, that's the
really?
Soda. That's the
soda.
I tried HughesNet, and they're having a problem getting HughesNet down here.
Hey, I had HughesNet. I hated HughesNet because I'm with you. I live in the woods. We don't get high speed. I use a hotspot. It's basically an air card, and it works pretty well.
An air card? What
yeah, it's just, you just go into Best Buy or somewhere and say, "I want to buy a." I think now they just call it a hotspot.
It uses cell service.
It's a cellular. Think of it as a cell phone that you set down and you don't make calls on. And you plug it in, and it sends out a Wi-Fi signal. Your computer picks it up, your cell phone picks it up, or another computer. It's like having Wi-Fi, but it is the source of the high speed. In other words, you're buying a little miniature tower, and it's about $60 a month, and it works.
I've checked into that.
Check into that. Hey, thanks for checking in with us. We really appreciate it.
Okay, you guys have a good afternoon.
All right, you too, John. See, what a nice bunch of people we have listening.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip formica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Cahokia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.